Well, you know, if you're looking at a smoke-filled room where politicians make decisions, you probably assume that everybody in the room has some sort of political connection. That's why they're there. But if you're looking at a stadium full of 84,000 people, they aren't all related to the candidate. They aren't all like people who have done favors for each other. What are the stories of the people who made it to Denver and got into that stadium? We decided to send our Faith Saley, the Takeaways convention correspondent, there in Denver, to give her a mission to answer, at least in part, that question. Faith, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Sure. Hi.
What was your mission?
Okay, well, let me give you a little background to the mission. You know, I've been talking about going to these swanky parties and getting this privileged access. And it's not because of my press credentials. It's because of my friend Mario. My friend Mario is a former lobbyist and man about town. And so he's been getting me into these things. So yesterday morning began with frantic text messages between me and Mario to try to get me into Mile High Stadium. And, you know, he had to go to six different sources to get all these tickets. And he had to promise his sperm to a friend of his who wants to have a baby later. I started thinking, how do others get in if they don't have a Mario? And as you said, 84,000 people there, right? And the Obama campaign chose this venue because they said, you know, there'd be this significant number of tickets that would go to everyday folks. So the mission, find someone, you know, just one person who got a ticket to Mile High Stadium without having a connection. So Takeaway producer Jim Colgan and I set out on this mission, and here's what we found.
We're here because we're fired up, and we have a couple of contacts in the campaign.
He works for XL Energy, and so the company had some, and they had some individual ones, and so here we are.
My daughter-in-law has helped organize the event today.
Sure. My company is a major sponsor of the DNC, First Data.
A friend of mine, her cousin works for Amoco.
Contributor to the campaign.
I was an intern for the Democratic National Convention host committee.
I got it through this guy. Yeah.
Faith, we're hearing the voices of the world's largest smoke-filled room.
I was I couldn't see through the smoke. I was choking. I mean, that was not savvy editing either. I mean, no offense, Jim, the producer. It's not like he cut out one person or two people who were like, yeah, we went on to the DNC website and got a ticket. We interviewed dozens of people. Not one person got in without a connection.
Well, on the one hand, it suggests that there's some sort of cynical conspiracy of activists and that, regular people were barred. But it also, possibly demonstrates that the Obama organization is actually so robust that it extends as far as 84,000 people.
It might also suggest that everyone who likes hot dogs and is in a hot dog line has connections, because we really sort of asked people in the hot dog line because there were long lines and we could capture them. But before we get a little breathless with cynicism, I want to tell you this tale of someone who received a ticket without a connection. So
you finally found someone.
I did, and totally by accident. So I was waiting outside. The sun's beating down. I'm at a gate trying to give a ticket to a colleague. And these two African-American women, and probably in their 40s, there's a chair by me that's there for the policeman to sit on. But this woman sits down. She's got long cornrows. She says her name's Monica. She sits down totally out of breath. She has this black T-shirt that says, "We Still Have the Dream" on it, with Martin Luther King Jr. and Mandela and Obama. She said, "You can only get this in Gary, Indiana." So she sits down. She's out of breath. She looks at her friend, who later told me her name was Sharon, and they said, "We made it. We made it." And they kept shaking their heads in bewilderment. And I said, "Well, how did you guys get in?" And Monica said, "I got to tell you, when Obama, got the nomination in June, I don't know anybody in the Democratic Party. I went online, I booked my flight, booked my car, and I knew I was going to be inside this stadium today." And I said, "How did you know?" And she said, "Well, because I asked God to help me in."
So she just arrives. She just arrives with no plan.
Yep. Yep. She and Sharon, her friend who lives in another part of the country, Monica called her and said, "You want to go make history?" So Sharon flies in. They meet. No plan. They get
in
line.
No Mario.
No Mario. Exactly. Right. They get in line, and they're in line for hours. And at one point, Monica's overwhelmed with the heat, and she steps out of line and just sits on the side of the road. And she said, this little girl walked up to her and said, "Ma'am, I have your ticket." And I said, "Monica, Were you asking people for tickets? And she said, no, I wasn't asking people for tickets. And I looked at Sharon. Sharon's shaking her head, and she's like, that's Sister Monica. She had breast cancer. She can make anything happen because she beat breast cancer. So the little girl says to Monica, I have your tickets. Monica said, oh, come on. Now, do you have a ticket for my friend? And the little girl points to her mother. She said, my mom has tickets for both of you. And the woman walks over. She's a delegate, gives them both tickets, and they get in. And I
That's
said
like some
to Monica,
Liberty Mutual story, you know, that we do, you know,
responsibility. Yeah, or touched by an angel. Yeah, and honestly, what Monica said, I mean, her strategy was actually philosophically moving. She said, I believe if you just keep moving forward, you're going to get to the front of the line and receive what you ask for. So I guess you don't need Mario if you have God.
Hope we can believe in. All right, well, take us out then. What were your impressions of this whole event, this whole experience?
It was like a rave without ecstasy, or a rave with American flags instead of glow sticks. I mean, I've never seen so
Mrs.
much
Mrs. Saley,
goodwill.
Are you listening? Yeah.
I have never seen so much goodwill in my life at a live event. I mean, I was surrounded by people. By the end of the event, we knew all each other's names. We had each other's emails, so we could email each other pictures. People were going out on nacho runs for each other because they'd been there for 6 hours.
So it beats Live Aid and Farm Aid.
Absolutely. Huggings, you know, wishing each other goodbye, wiping tears from each other's eyes. I was seated by Shanika, and she's a small business owner, and she was telling me how she got there from Kansas. And it was an astonishing event, and I've never been around so many people who got Coke spilled on them and were, you know, brushing up against other people without getting angry. It was really amazing.
Well, Faith, we're glad you were there. And we'll have to come up with some more missions for you. Faith Saley, takeaway convention correspondent, live with us from Denver at the Good Vibe Stadium at Mile High.
Yeah, the Good
Thank
Vibe.
Thank you, Faith.
That sounds like a good
Thank
renaming.
You.
Bye, guys. Bye, Faith. Barack Obama did draw in the midst of where Faith was, where 80,000 people, 84,000 people, depending on who you ask, and many, many more watched. Now, did you watch? What do you think? What did you take away from it? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
But, you know, Denver was like so last Thursday because we're moving our attention to Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Republican convention. You're going to find the links to what we're going to be planning for those stories at thetakeaway.org.
And today, here's a thought for a takeaway.
It's the cuisine here that I think is largely responsible for bringing the city back. It's what brought a lot of people back here. You certainly didn't move back here to make a lot of money.
That was Tom Fitzmaurice from New Orleans. He's a restaurant critic and host of The Food Show. And, of course, today I just read your line, John.
Nobody knows that. You don't have to tell them.
We're just sharing.
Today
was just
is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. We've been talking about it all week. If you want to revisit some of the segments, you can hear the voices at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. It's The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.